Welcome to the November podcast for the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pynchon. In this podcast, Dr. Dade Lunsford of the University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, reads a summary of Lunsford and colleagues' multi-article series on stereotactic radiosurgery for AVMs, published online Friday, November 11, 2011. It will appear in the January 2012 print issues of Journal of Neurosurgery and Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics.
This is Dr. Dade Lunsford at the University of Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This podcast is Stereotactic Radiosurgery for Arteriovenous Malformations, Parts 1 through 6. In this 20-year assessment of the role of Gamma Knife Stereotactic Radiosurgery for Brain Arteriovenous Malformations, or AVMs, the authors surveyed the results in almost 1,000 patients. The six-part series included patients treated at a single institution. Patient results were analyzed based on the volume and location of the AVM. Large AVMs were treated with one or more radiosurgical procedures. The results in adult patients were compared to the results in pediatric patients. Evaluations were performed on average more than 5 years after the radiosurgical procedure. Both AVM closure rates as well as bleeding rates were analyzed using a novel Kaplan-Meier method. The following salient points emerged from this comprehensive analysis. Smaller AVMs respond best. Higher dose, when feasible, has the best success rate. And bleeding risks gradually decrease as the AVMs respond, but are not eliminated until the AVM is closed. Treatment-related side effects are related to the AVM volume and its location. In selected patients with large AVMs unsuitable for surgical removal, multi-staged radiosurgery has potential benefit. The finding of associated aneurysms in patients with AVMs requires additional comprehensive management, often including endovascular embolization or surgery, to reduce the long-term bleeding risks after AVM radiosurgery. Patients who have incomplete response to the initial radiosurgical procedure may have successful management with a second procedure.
Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.